Hey, I'm Lex.
And I'm Serena,
host of the Dream Body Playbook podcast,
a show all about transforming your life
and your body to what you've always dreamed of.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests,
and you'll get weight loss tips galore from top pros in the industry.
And you're going to hear fitness secrets from the CCP team.
Plus, you'll get nutrition and training help with our Is It Worth It episodes, where we'll review the latest trends hitting the internet to let you know if it's actually worth your time.
Listen every Wednesday to the Dream Body Playbook. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Dream Body Playbook podcast.
Hello.
Today we have...
Hello.
Hello. Actually, going along with our theme of the H's, we are going to be talking about healthy holiday habits.
Oh. I was like, the H's? What are you talking H's. About? But yes, healthy holiday habits.
Healthy holiday habits, because you know the holidays are coming up right now at the time of recording. It is October. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be a little bit closer to Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all of the things. So we kind of just wanted to give you guys a good like tactical plan and steps of things that you can implement through this holiday season that are going to help keep you on track to whatever goals that you have going on right now.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that is repeatedly talked about during this time of the year.
I think that's good reminders.
But it needs to, yeah, it's definitely necessary. And it even helps me like remind myself during this kind of stuff. So yeah, we're going to talk about like some of the four main topics that people tend to struggle with around this time of the year, being food, movement, alcohol, and boundaries. I think boundaries is one of the biggest ones.
It's forgotten about.
Oh, it's definitely forgotten about. Definitely.
Because people just think about, okay, food, workouts, alcohol.
That's it.
That's the main focus. That's what they, you know,
but boundaries.
Most stress. Yeah. But boundaries are going to help you navigate the
all
other
of those
three.
Things. Yeah. Exactly. And if you listen to the end of this episode, we actually have a guide that we're going to be giving you guys for free for around the holidays. Woo! So stay tuned for that. But let's just dive right in.
Yeah, let's dive into the food. First of all,
Thanksgiving. So much food.
Thanksgiving is literally a food holiday. You think about it. Like
it is. It's a feast.
It's a feast.
Yeah.
Not logical, but
it's a feast.
It's a feast.
So the first thing that comes to mind when it comes to holiday food is that all or nothing mindset. Because so many of us think, oh, but it's my grandma's pumpkin pie. She only makes it once a year. I have to have as much as possible.
Valid.
You know, which is true, but like you can also say, hey, Nana, hey, Mimi, whatever you call her. Can we make that pumpkin pie? And it's like July, you know?
Right.
And I get sometimes that she might not want to. Then say, okay, can I have the recipe? So that you can make it. Like, it's not like these foods aren't able to be made other times of the year. And I think it's super important that obviously we're getting towards the holidays now, but maybe put on your to-do list for like incorporating those kinds of foods throughout the year leading up to. Like one of my favorites is like sweet potato casserole. And my Mimi actually makes that like almost every Sunday. Like we have it like all the time. And so then whenever it gets to Thanksgiving, it's not like I have to gorge on sweet potato casserole because I know like we're gonna get it other times. It's not like it's never coming back to you. It's that scarcity mindset around it to where you're like, oh, there's not a lot, so I have to eat it all now. It's kind of like that last meal mentality.
But I think, but I was gonna say, I think it's very interesting that, you know, if you only get this pumpkin pie once a year, quote unquote, what makes you think you need seven pieces of it?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of also too, like you have to question yourself a little bit of like, why do I feel like I need seven pieces of pie right now?
I know, because it's almost like that sixth piece, it tastes the exact same as that first piece.
Right.
So
what, I mean, is it really worth stuffing yourself so full that you're going to be sick?
Yeah.
Just for the taste of something.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Or you just maybe eat the first piece slower. What's up, y'all? So we don't run ads on this podcast and we probably won't ever. Our goal here is to share as much information and value with you as possible, with a little entertainment, of course. But with that, we need your help in getting the word out about the Dream Body Playbook. So all we're asking for you to do is send this episode to a friend that you think would really benefit from it, or share it on your social media stories and tag us. Also, one other thing we're going to be doing is giving away a $100 Amazon gift card to someone who rates and reviews this podcast every single month. So thank you in advance, and we're looking forward to reading your reviews, but we'll get back to the episode.
Yeah, and that'll touch on, we'll touch on that more too with like boundaries, because boundaries with yourself during this time of year are also really, really important. Of like, okay, you know, Serena, you had two pieces of pumpkin pie, like do you really need the third piece? Chances are probably not. If I'm still hungry in an hour, maybe but right now, like I'm good. I had the taste.
Exactly. And I think food for holidays as well is, if you look at holiday foods, there's actually a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
Included.
A lot.
Collard greens, corn, green beans,
sweet potatoes.
All it, like there's a lot of vegetables. So I think keeping in mind the balance aspect of things that you already have ingrained into your behavior, if you're someone who's on a like active weight loss journey and you've been mm-hmm. at it for a while, you don't have to lose those habits just because it's a holiday.
Right. And I also do think that portion sizing is really, really important for this time of year. I don't know about you guys, but we used to eat off those like big styrofoam plates that have all the different trays. Little compartments. Yeah. Yeah. So I would go in, you know, I'd fill up like my big compartment with the turkey or whatever. And then I would take like little scoops of each little thing that I was wanting to fill up the entire tray, because now I have a lot of food on my plate, but I'm getting the taste of every single thing, but it's just not heaping mountainfuls. So now I'm like, okay, well, I'm trying everything. And it's like, now I have access to everything. I don't need to stuff myself on 6 plates of mac and cheese because I already had a good amount on the first tray.
That's a good point. And I think that's what a lot of us don't think about when you are filling your plate. Like you think, oh, I ran out of room. I'll come back and get a second plate to figure out everything else. Why not just decrease the portion size of the stuff that you want so you can fit everything on there, so mm-hmm. that then you also aren't going to feel like crap.
Right.
And you're still going to get the satisfaction of tasting all the good stuff. Because that is something, not only is like, are you kind of expected to eat more on that day? Mm-hmm. There's just more food in general of a variety. Yeah. It's like normally if you make a meal, you've got like a side, a main dish, whatever. When for holidays, you've got like 15 sides and 3 main dishes to pick from, and you feel like you have to eat it all.
Right. And honestly too, like if you really like something, go back and you want to go back for seconds, go back for seconds.
Yeah. If you're hungry for it.
Yeah. But.
And I think we need to touch on macros too here.
Yeah.
You guys don't track macros. Right. I don't know. That's probably very not what you guys were expecting me to say, but like, don't set yourself up for that. Especially if you're someone who has goals but you also want to enjoy the holidays and stuff. Just forget about it for a day. It's
for
fine.
One day.
It's fine. You're going to stress yourself out more by stressing about the macros and every single little thing. I mean, if you're a bodybuilder listening to this, you're not our audience. It's not the same thing. If you're like prepping for a show, this is very different. But if you're someone who's doing this for a lifestyle, like this is a lifestyle. Remember, like you need to be able to enjoy these events too, because if you spend that entire evening stressed about plugging things into my fitness pal, you're not going to enjoy time with your family and friends, what that holiday is actually meant for.
Yeah, I think that's valid. And I was literally going to say something about food and macros, but I forgot.
Oh, it's only the second episode back.
I know, squirrel moment. It'll come back to me. Just we'll keep talking about it.
Yeah. But with food too, it's just give yourself a break. Mm-hmm. Allow the only food that you should be saying is off limits during these times is foods that you have an intolerance or an allergy to.
Yeah.
But then listen to your body, like that fullness scale. We've talked about it before. On 1 to 10, stop eating at around like a 6 or a 7 and mm-hmm. give yourself 30 minutes to an hour before eating anything else. Because I don't know about how everyone does their holidays, right? But for our holidays is like, we are there, we're eating, we're talking, hanging out. Then we're eating and hanging out. And then we're talking and hanging out for like another few hours, but the food is still sitting out.
Yeah.
And so it's like after an hour or so of eating your meal, if you're still feeling kind of like, I'm not full, like I'm still kind of hungry even, go back and get more. That's totally fine.
Right.
But give your body the time to let you know how full you really are. Because it takes that 30 minutes to 45 minutes for your gut to tell your brain how full you actually are. So if you're just shoving your face as fast as possible, you're going to overfeed yourself. And that's when you end up feeling like, oh my God, you need to wheelbarrow me out of here. Like, I know we've all said that before, right? Yeah. I know we've all said, put me in a wheelbarrow and roll me out, right? But give yourself some time. And it's not like you're rushing through the event. Like, hang out, talk, chit chat. The food's not going to grow legs.
Yeah, what's the rush?
Yeah, food's not going to grow legs. Unless you're someone who's like bouncing around from family to family and things like that. Like, okay, well, there's probably going to be food at the next house. You'll be fine.
Yep.
You know, you'll be okay.
Different food, you'll get a different taste.
Right. Oh, I think that's a good point. Well, we can talk about that a little bit more with boundaries too, though. But like, if you are someone that does multiple Thanksgivings in one day, like I've done that before.
Yeah.
And you don't have to eat food at every single house if you're full.
Yeah.
Especially if someone knows you're coming from another
place,
or maybe plan to just do food at one place and desserts at another place. Like,
there you go.
You know, like split it up a little bit. Game plan for sure. If you're doing that kind of holiday where you're bouncing around and having mm-hmm. different meals at different places, you've got a game plan, because if not, you're going to end up being overwhelmed.
Like, you know, Grandma Kim makes really, really good sweet potato pie, but then Uncle Joe makes really good turkey.
There you go.
You know what you're going to eat at both places.
Exactly. So game plan that.
That you want to move to the next one? You want to yeah, still go stay
for
on
it.
Food?
No, go okay. for it. I think we'll touch back on everything too once we get to the boundaries.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is movement, or a lot of people just like to say like working out yeah. and stuff like that. You know, don't beat yourself up about it. Obviously, most gyms and places are closed on Thanksgiving anyways, yeah. or at least I think so.
I think the biggest movement thing that's happening on Thanksgiving are turkey trots, like 5K yeah. runs and stuff like that, which personally I love doing.
Yeah.
And like,
it's for a good cause.
Right. I love doing it. I made Nick do one last year. It's just, you know, and I love doing it, but it's not something you have to do. Even if it's you just wake up and go for a walk with your family. Normally,
yeah. we used to eat, and then me and my cousins, we would walk up to the grocery store afterwards just for fun.
Yeah. Like we used to go walk on the land and stuff after. We still do sometimes, but normally too, I don't know. I'm trying to think back from like all the years. I feel like the weather is normally super beautiful on Thanksgiving.
At least
like,
here.
At least here. Yeah. Like it's normally the trees are like literally vibrant orange. And red and the fall crisp air. Like I really can't remember last time on Thanksgiving that we had like a bad, like rainy, stormy, bad weather kind of day.
Right.
So yeah, like even if you aren't doing something the morning of, like Nick, I know him. He likes to go to like the gym and actually like work out. But
I remember what I was gonna say about the food.
Oh, go ahead before you forget again.
Don't starve yourself all day.
Oh yeah.
To wait for the big meal. Like,
how do we miss that?
You should still be eating. Like, have you heard health and fitness coaches talk about how your metabolism can help you burn fat even while you're sleeping? And you just think, how? Trust me, we get it. It's all so confusing to know what you need to do to get your metabolism working the way you want it to. But today, you're in luck. We have created a done-for-you daily checklist that will set your metabolism on fire. All you have to do is DM us checklist and we will send it your way completely for free. All right, now let's get back to the episode.
A balanced breakfast and a balanced lunch.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, saving all your calories,
okay.
quote unquote.
Putting a pause on movement because we need to talk about
yeah.
this.
how do we miss that? Oh my gosh. Because
I knew it would come back to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. Don't save your calories, you guys, because mm-hmm. then you're going to be in such a ravenous hunger state that you're going to overeat way more than you intentionally planned to in the first place.
I actually find that when I do that, I eat less.
When you save your calories? So you feel like you eat under?
Yeah, but not, and it's because I get so full so fast because my stomach has not been expanded all day from having more food in it.
See, I'm the opposite.
You know what I mean?
I'm like a ravenous raccoon that wants to eat everything.
Well, I do want to eat everything, but that's how I overeat.
Right. Oh, yeah. And then you feel like crap.
Right. So it's like yesterday, for an example, was not a great eating day for me. I only had a little bit in the morning. I went to the gym and then I had to do a bunch of stuff before I finally got to eat dinner. So I made a big thing of pasta and I was eating it all, but I got really full really fast because mm-hmm. my stomach was so shrunken to the point where it just didn't have any more room to expand for yesterday. So I couldn't eat all of my food that I needed to eat because I didn't have any room.
Gotcha. Okay. So you just got, you filled up way too fast.
Yeah. So you could either be, you know, you could be like that or you could be like Lex and just overeat.
Yeah. No, I just overeat because I'm like, you get to the point where you're, sometimes I get so, so hungry. Like, for instance, for Thanksgiving, if I were to not eat all day until the time of like our meal, mm-hmm. I would be so hungry because we don't eat until like later in the day and stuff.
Yeah.
That I would literally, like, it's like my brain just goes to mush and I just completely ignore all signals that my body's giving me and I'm just like wanting food. And so, yeah, however your body reacts to it, don't set your body up for that.
Right. Pay attention.
Right. Pay attention. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
So glad.
I told you it was important.
Yeah, anyway. That is. Okay. All right. Back to movement. Cause that kind of goes in with it too. Cause like if you're not eating and you're working out, try and put yourself in that calorie deficit to where you have plenty of room to eat whatever you want mm-hmm. and stuff. Let's not do that.
Right.
Be gentle with yourself. I definitely highly recommend doing some type of movement, whether it's a walk afterwards.
Yep.
Really, that's all I recommend.
Maybe do some yoga in the morning or something.
Right, something like that. Or if you do want to do a turkey trot run, if it's like a tradition in your family, go for it. But don't beat yourself up over not getting in like your gym session.
Normal
schedule and stuff. Create like an alternative schedule for this.
Right, like it's a holiday. You shouldn't be expected to maneuver on your normal schedule in the first place. Like why would you hold yourself to that standard when you know everything is going to be different?
Yeah, exactly. Cool. All right, alcohol.
Yeah, this is going to, if you guys listened to this last episode that we just did last week, this is going to tie into that, but you know, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, everyone likes to get blackout drunk.
It's like your high school reunion at the local bar. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, funny enough, actually, this kid from my high school was trying to put together like a class of 2015 like party, and I'm like, dude, it's only been 8 years. Like, wait, two more.
Wait, two more. We'll be good.
But he wanted to do it the day before Thanksgiving, yeah. And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
But you know, be mindful of the alcohol that you guys have on this day, especially if you're working towards some kind of goal. Like, now I'm not your mom, so if you want to get belligerent drunk, go ahead, but don't be mad when you're feeling like crap.
Yeah, or your family's mad at you.
Yeah, or there's drama or something.
Yeah, don't be like I feel like everyone has like a crazy Aunt Karen in the corner with a bottle of wine or something, you know, just made up names, of course. Yes. But like, you know, there's always that one. Don't be that one. Enjoy it in moderation because, yep. One, you need to have the energy to go shopping the next day.
Hello. That's where the deals are.
No, I'm just kidding. Beside the point. But you don't want to feel like crap the next day, because a lot of times if you do have goals, you want to get back on track the next day and hit the gym and do your normal things. Or if you're someone who's like, okay, I'm just going to take the weekend off. That's fine too, but it doesn't mean you go balls to the wall all weekend.
Yeah. Please don't.
Yeah.
You're probably going to end up feeling like crap. You're going to resent it. You're going to be mad at yourself.
Yeah.
And it's going to put you in this whole spiral, and it's not going
to
be good.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to cause you to probably eat more than you planned on, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you let your walls down and, you know, your barriers start coming down, you start feeling that little buzz.
I get the munchies when I'm on alcohol.
Yeah, especially for sweets and stuff. And there's so many more sweets there. And I know we're like specifically talking about Thanksgiving here because I think it's the closest one coming up. But this applies for all holidays. We're talking Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Ramadan.
Kwanzaa.
All of them.
And then New Year's, too. You guys, okay? So just think about all of them. And I think we can just go and tie in boundaries, because boundaries has to do with all of these things. Because whether it be alcohol, whether it be movement, whether it be food, have boundaries with yourself. But I also really want to touch on boundaries with other people.
Yeah.
Because alcohol is typically, if you say, no, I don't want to drink that much, and you have that crazy cousin that's like wanting you to, or like that Aunt Karen.
Peer pressure.
You know, that's constantly just pouring you more and more and more. Or my family in particular is really bad about the food boundaries part of things. Like, you don't leave my family's house hungry, and you also probably leave for leftovers the next day and stuff, and they're constantly like, are you hungry, do you want this?
Here,
like, more
this,
and more and more. Learn to say like, no, I'm good, I don't want any more. Even though I know that's hard. Sometimes it may be even easier for you to say like, I don't want it now, but we can put it in a Tupperware and I'll take it with me and maybe eat it tomorrow for lunch. If that's something that is comfortable for you and stuff. But setting those boundaries. And I think if you go back and listen to the episode that we had Emma on, she talks really, really good about having those boundaries, especially like she was talking specifically about during her prep, right?
Yeah.
But you can use those same kind of tactics during the holidays.
Yep.
Because if you're someone who has these goals for yourself, and maybe, I mean, let's get way deeper about goals than just weight loss. Maybe you and your husband are trying to have a baby and you're struggling with infertility. And so therefore you're really trying to get your health in check and watch your alcohol intake and things along those lines. Maybe you just let someone on the inside know that, hey, this is my goals and this is what I'm doing. And this is how I need you to support me through this season.
Yeah.
Communicating that is going to make a world of a difference for you, because you can't expect everyone to know what you're doing. You can't expect people to read your minds.
Right. And, you know, some people, like, they might try to push your buttons. Like, if you're like, no, like, I don't want any more alcohol, they might be like, why? Or, why aren't you drinking? Or make fun of you, or whatever the case may be. I don't know how people handle those things. But when you let them know and you communicate, you know, why. I mean, obviously, it's up to you if you want to communicate why or not.
Right.
But you guys are really loving and relating to this conversation and want to continue to learn more about this topic and countless others, listen up. This is for you. We want to give you access to our free community of women on similar paths to you. Shoot us a DM on Insta with the word Facebook and we will get you in there ASAP. A lot of times I think you'll find that most people are going to be understanding of that more cases than not.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Especially if it's someone like that's close to you.
Mm-hmm. Like, they love you. They care about you.
Right. So communication is going to be the biggest thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just like having the balls to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do with family.
It is.
It's easier to do with friends and like other people like that. But with family, it's harder to do because most of the time it's an elder and you respect them and you just kind of are used to doing what they say, because that's what happens when you're a child. So yeah.
No, you got to stand up for yourself.
Stand up for yourself. This mic's making my nose itch.
Yeah. I'm getting a little.
But yeah, stand up for yourself, set your boundaries. And this goes along the lines for example, if I like tried to make Nick do a turkey trot again this year, if he tells me he doesn't want to do a turkey trot and that's not what makes him happy, blah, 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 whatever it may be, I need to respect his boundaries of that. You know, maybe I'm doing turkey trot alone this year. So just an example though, but Yeah. Respect, and then also do that in return for other people. Like, respect other people's boundaries.
Yep.
If you expect to have your boundaries respected, vice versa, right?
Exactly. And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and also make sure to respect your own boundaries with yourself. Like, if your body is telling you, hey, I'm full, why would you ignore that and go get, you know, another two pieces of pie when you already feel full?
And I think that's something that's kind of hard for people too, is recognizing what your body's telling you. So maybe challenge yourself, like, starting now from listening to this episode leading up to these events that you have on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Start practicing being really mindful and listening to your body so that you can be more aware of those cues when they do arise. And you can be like, oh, right, that's like a signal that my body is like kind of full.
If you're unsure, like we said, wait the 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then see from there, because you will probably feel, you know, stomach rumbling or hunger pain again if you're still hungry after those 30 or 45 minutes.
Yep, exactly. And even like maybe if you haven't eaten enough that morning or something, like what's your like hunger cues? Like for me personally, like I get headaches. Like I know, mm-hmm. like if I'm getting a random headache throughout the day, I know I haven't eaten enough. Mm-hmm. And so picking up on small things like that, I don't know, like other things that could be like when you're full, like it's hard to breathe. Maybe you're kind of getting sleepy. You're slowing down.
Yeah, I slow down on my eating a lot when I start to get full.
Just start to pick up on those cues that you're just kind of naturally subconsciously doing,
right?
That's giving you an indication like, hey, you're getting full, mm-hmm. To where you can stop and you can really start to learn to listen to your body and understand that, so that by the time you do get to those holiday events, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I recognize that habit, I recognize what that means.
Yeah, we shouldn't throw everything out the window that we know and learned that one particular day. We should be, you know, continuing to practice and implement these things on that day as well.
Right, exactly. Sweet. All in all, enjoy, have fun, and don't stress out too much. Give yourself some grace. Enjoy building those relationships, being with friends and family.
That's what you're going to remember the most.
Right, exactly. Count the experiences and the moments and not the calories during the holidays. That's it's really remember the reasoning behind it versus letting food, movement, alcohol, things like that control the day.
And dictate,
you
know, how you're going to feel and how you're going to feel about yourself.
Right.
Which if you're in turn having those negative internal feelings, that's going to outpour to everyone else around you, and it's not going to be that enjoyable of a holiday.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, guys, well, hopefully this helps.
Yeah, hopefully this is helpful. If you guys have any questions or anything around, like, maybe you do have a crazy Aunt Karen and you need help navigating her, like,
we can role play the conversation.
Yeah, we can totally practice. We can be your Aunt Karen and you can like stand up to us. But yeah, we're always here to help and stuff. And like I told you at the beginning, we have a healthy holiday habits guide that if you want it, email. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Is this 1995?
Right. Words. DM us on Instagram, the word holiday, and we'll get it sent over your way. It's just a tactical guide of a lot of the things that we discuss, but it also even talks about like healthy gift guides or other food options to switch things out for, things like
It's great.
So let us know if you want that. And yeah, we'll send it over to you.
Other than that, guys, enjoy your holidays.
Awesome. We'll talk to you next week and have a fabulous day.
Bye.
Bye.